Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is a recording of the president's speech at Melcher, Iowa, September 18th, 4:58
p.m. Fellow citizens, democracy is certainly evidenced here today by the high honor that has been accorded to me, a grocer, to present to you the man who will lead this nation for another 4 years, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. That is a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it. They tell me that this great democratic town has a population of 500. Somebody told me that, and if that's the case, I wish I could get New York and Chicago and Kansas City and St. Louis and San Francisco to turn out like this. I did have a turnout like this in Des Moines today and in Dexter. I understand Dexter only has about 1,400, and there were 100,000 people out at that show. I appreciate your courtesy and your cordiality. I've had a wonderful time in Iowa today. We started at Davenport, and we stopped at nearly all the towns between Davenport and Des Moines, and it turned out just like this to see the president. And it's a wonderful tribute to the president of the United States when people want to see and hear what he has to say. I don't know whether you listened in today at the meeting at Dexter. If you did, you found out exactly what the program of the Democratic Party is with regard to farmer and labor and the small businessman. If you haven't heard that speech, it's going to be rebroadcast again tonight. You better listen. I appreciate your being here. I understand that this town's been Democratic ever since it was founded. And I found another town like that over, over here in eastern Iowa. A town that has 500 people and never has gone Republican. They tell me that's true of this town. That's a wonderful record, and I hope you keep it up. This other little town was named Oxford. And Guy Gillette, Senator Gillette, with whom I served in the Senate, and who I think is going back to the Senate in this next election, told me that Oxford University in England was named for that town. Well, I told him that Senator Gillette had told me that. They didn't believe me. I think there isn't any doubt but what people are beginning to educate themselves in political economy. They've begun to understand that the government of the United States is their government and that they themselves are responsible for that government. I think that lesson was brought home to them in 1946, when one-third the voters in the United States elected that do-nothing, idiot, Republican Congress. You'll have a chance to redeem yourselves on the 2nd of November if you go out and vote for the welfare of the country and for nothing else. As I said over at Dexter today, vote for yourselves and vote for the welfare of the country. And if you do that, I won't have to move out of White House. I've had a wonderful time riding around over Ohio today. I was in Ohio yesterday. Riding around over Iowa today with your Democratic candidates for governor, Carol Schwarzer. He strikes me as a man who would make a good governor of Iowa. And I know you're going to put him in that position. I've ridden with your congressman and with your local officials, and they all look good to me. I like Democrats anyhow. So do the right thing here on election day. Now I wonder if you'd like to meet my family.
Mr. Truman.
Hello.
Following is a speech by the President.